Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
7 The Fan, really interesting article from Sam 48 today. Trying to look at luck. Luck is incredibly hard to define. It's hard to put your finger on. Sometimes things go well, sometimes they don't. And is that some predetermined outcome that at the universe's whim? Maybe. Maybe there's factors to it beyond what we can imagine in the moment. B, you played in the NFL for over a decade. That's incredibly hard to do. You didn't really sustain injuries. That's that's incredibly hard to do. Did you consider yourself lucky along the way?
Not necessarily lucky. I say if you put in the work, it doesn't guarantee that nothing's going to happen. Nothing's not going to happen or whatever. But if you don't put in any work, you're damn sure not going to have any luck. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as I look at last year, if things had happened like one here, one there, they were doing this stuff weekly. And it comes back to preparation, I believe. So anytime something happens and, you know, at a certain moment, people are going to go, oh, that was good luck. But let's go beyond that. Let's go before that. Do they put the work in? Are they taking care of business? You have people that in some practices I've been around where they're just BSing all day, not putting in the work. They don't get any luck. You know, it's amazing to me that season they had last year, we saw them repeat stuff. And people kept saying, you know, you get to a point where when things become like just second nature to you, you can do it over and over again. But it seems like everybody is trying to just not give them any credit for last year. As if they just showed up on the scene and didn't work and just everything good happened for them. They put that work in. You were at practice. I was at practice. We watch it. You know? And their leader in Jaden, hell, that dude put in more work than anybody out there.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We could call anything luck.
Right.
Everything could be called luck. But it ain't all about just the luck.
So we bring this up because some data was released from a data scientist that works for the league that compiled a list of information. And the Commanders on this luck matrix, for lack of a better word, luck is determined or attempted to be determined by 4 factors. Dropped interceptions, so if a corner has a clear interception and they drop it. A dropped pass, if a receiver has a clear catch and they drop it. Missed field goals and fumble recoveries. of those things, drop picks, drop passes, miss field goals, mm-hmm. it's hard for me to like only weigh that in as luck because there's like there's such a massive human involvement in that that you wonder if it's preparation, whatever it might be. Fumble recoveries, that's an oblong shaped piece of leather. That thing bounces wherever it wants. Like I can hear it on fumble recoveries.
But the whole thing about it is still like, when does the effort come in? Like I'm watching the game last night. Oklahoma City and Indiana. At one point, Indiana was getting every loose ball. Was it luck or was it more hustle? Then all of a sudden, down the stretch, Oklahoma City got every damn ball because they worked a little harder. They played better. Down the stretch, they didn't make mistakes. Is that luck or is that effort?
Well, I think about, to me, if you're going to have a conversation about luck for the Commanders, the Hail Mary is at the top of the list, right?
Yeah.
And that Hail Mary, like, does that require an incredible bounce for Noah Brown to make that catch? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But you know what else happened on that play? The Bears DBs jawing with fans on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah.
Like, is that dude prepared?
No, he wasn't.
Is that a team in that moment that is locked in for that play?
He wasn't.
So if you want to be super discount, you could discount the Hail Mary as a lucky play. Yes. But one team was clearly locked in for it, and one team clearly was not. Like, how does that tip the scales? And so in Fortier's story, there are some moments. I mean, I think of the comeback win against the Eagles when, granted, it was Kenny Pickett in there, but I think it was DeVonta Smith dropped what would have been a first down.
Mm-hmm.
I think of that moment, right? I think of the two mentions Fortier puts in his story are against the Saints when Washington got bullied in the second half of that game. They held on for dear life and they mm-hmm. got a win, right? And Juwan Johnson, the big tight end, had a chance to catch a two-point conversion and dropped it.
Mm-hmm. But is that luck or is that just lack of concentration on his part?
So Dan Quinn was asked about this. I assume Sammy asked him. And DQ said, when you're competing hard, I don't know if that's luck or if that's Noah I hanging on you. It's not like you're giving catches away. Like there is defense involved.
Or just a bump here or there, or something throwing your timing off. See, sports is not about just luck. It's about what do you do to hinder a person? If you and I were to go out and you run a route, you run it perfectly. Quarterback throws the ball where it's supposed to be. I happen to grab your jersey just a little and tug you. Ref don't see it. You just missed the ball by that much. Was that luck? Or was it me throwing off your timing? And a ref missing the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I don't think football is that simple where we can just say good luck or bad luck.
So let's think about the Giants game. Week 2, there was a massive factor that unfolded in that game in week 2. Washington was 0-1. They needed a win.
They kicked 7 field goals?
There was a massive factor for the New York Giants in that game that affected the outcome. But you also wonder if the New York Giants could have done something about that before it kicked off. I'll explain what I mean when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.